On August 17, 2001, at 5:30 a.m., upon orders of the Hopi tribal chairman, approximately 60 armed federal, county, and Hopi police destroyed a ceremonial site of the Diné Navajo people resisting relocation from their current and ancestral homelands at Big Mountain, Arizona. The entire ceremonial arbor, the prayer lodges, and the sacred Sundance tree were bulldozed and chainsawed down, shredded up, and removed. Two people were arrested while nonviolently trying to prevent this. This violence follows the July actions by the Hopi Tribal Council and police of stopping and blocking a ceremony at this site and arresting five Navajo women, four of whom are grandmothers. Police roadblocks were also set up to prevent people from coming to pray. With continued threats being made against the civil and religious rights of the people who live there and those coming to pray with them, a panel of traditional and religious indigenous leaders held a press conference August 29, 2001, in Flagstaff, Arizona. The following program is partial audio coverage of that press conference.
Traditionalist Jones Benally. Mr. Benally is a traditional practitioner at the Winslow Indian Hospital and a prominent medicine man from Forest Lake. County Supervisor Louise Yellerman. Ms. Yellerman's constituents include both Navajo and Hopi residents. She is an advocate for the concerns of both the Navajo and Hopi and brings to the panel these concerns for her constituents. And lastly, Chief Phil Crazy Bull, Sikangu, Lakota, Rosebud, South Dakota. Mr. Crazy Bull is Heyoka, Thunder Dreamer. We will begin our press conference with 1 to 3 minute key statements from 4 to 5 of our panelists. And afterwards, we will open up for questions from the press. And we will begin with Sundancer Overseer Alan Jim.
I want to say good evening to everybody here, and I want to say thank you for coming here to this important conference. My name is Alan Jim. I am from the Black Sheep Clan, born for the bitter water. My Nalis are from the Salt Clan. In response to what has happened, it is a very sad day when we see our own brothers destroy such a sacred site. My heart is concerned for those who ask for this action to happen and for those who carried it out. I'm concerned for their safety, for their family, for their clanship. Because they not only just violated the prayers and the promises of the Benally family there and the people on the land, but the many tribes who spilled their blood there, who suffered during those 4 days. People from Canada, all the way down to South America, from the west end of Turtle Island to the east end. Our brothers, our sisters, our aunties, our uncles, our nephews and nieces come there to pray for you people, to pray for the land, for our suffering. They have violated these people. They have violated a sacred road to the Great Spirit. The Moki people, just the people who carried this out, is who I'm talking about and addressing. And for their spokeswoman, Haywood, when she made that statement about the peyote, she violated not only the Navajo people who are Native American church members, But that also goes internationally, because we're talking about our brothers down in Mexico who take of that sacred sacrament. How can the people's eyes be so shy, so shallow? How can one's heart be so dark? It is a sad day when our people divide. When we need to come together as one heart, one mind, one spirit. So I pray for those. I pray for the ones who suffered. I pray for that tree and the songs. This is what I have to say today.
Our expert witness to the destruction of the sacred Sundance ceremonial grounds is Ms. Louise Benali.
Yat'e do'hyeha. Good greetings, my relatives. I wish to say what happened at the dawn hours of August 17th at my home site in Big Mountain is very wrong. There was no consideration for sacredness. There was no understanding of sacredness. This only points to the leadership of the Hopi tribe, meaning that they do not understand what indigenous ways and beliefs are. To desecrate a sacred site and to be happy about it is a sign of a sick mind. So it is a question to me who these leaders are, what kind of backgrounds do they come from? And I believe that these are people that are lost, that have no means of life in any way, shape, or form. They did not submit to me any formal documentation. They did not speak to me. However, they have taken me to jail on July 11th. Under false pretense, telling me that Dewayne Taylor is waiting for you at the Hopi Tribal Council building. Once we got there, only an intercom with Eugene Kay's voice on there. And we did not see Wayne Taylor. However, we were then kidnapped and imprisoned falsely. So it is a big question. What kind of a leadership is this? Who elects these people into these positions? There are ways to deal with such situations, especially when you are a leader of a tribe. And I do know that it is not all the Hopi people that feel this way. It is a few leaders that are confused and blind by greed. That's what I want to say. Thank you.
Mr. Jones Benali, would like to please deliver your spiritual message to the audience.
I'm John Spinali. I'm very happy to represent our people here. I learned my grandfather, my uncle, my mother, what they carry on traditional way. I learned, and also I had today, I help a lot of people. I pray to the trees. Where I pray is the sacred places, not undisturbing. That's where we are. Our people, all Indian different tribes. In the beginning, we have one roots. We teach one another. We share one another. We have medicine bundle. And the Hobies and our brother and sister too, we share the prey. We share the corn. That's what we pray. We use what we use to sick people to get well, and we pray for. And also we use the eagle feathers, the basket. We don't want disturbing where we pray. We want the way it is. Because we belong to the earth. That's what our grandfather, they teach us. We must carry on. That we, our children, we teach our children, our grandkids, we must carry on. We don't want to be destroyed. I was kind of upset about what happened in Big Mountain. And August 17, I hear about destroying the places where the people pray to get together. We're not destroying everywhere. We respect anybody, any other tribe. We believe in one another. Wherever pray, we believe. We don't destroy. Even the white people come to this country. They build a church. We're not destroying. We don't do it. We don't do that. Because that's how we teach. Or even the sick people, we heal the people. We help one another. We don't want disturbing what we carry on. We must carry on, and brother and sister.
Lastly, Chief Phil Crazy Bull will deliver a message from his Lakota people.
Okay, mitakia se himi eksto tatanka witko kakia sikanga Lakota himi eksto. My name is Phil Crazy Bull. I'm a full-blood Lakota chief, medicine man, and thunder dreamer, and holder of a pipe from Rosebud, South Dakota. I'm appalled at the Hopi government for what they have done to a sacred grounds that has been honored and given to the Dene people and traditionalists so that their life may be going strong. I'm appalled at the Hopi government for the destruction and the assault on the Lakota way of life. They not only have insulted the people and of the Sundance world, but they have made a direct assault on the Lakota Nation. I'm here on behalf of the Lakota Nation to say that we do not want violence, for we pray in this way of life, for it is hard. It is a life of struggle. It is a life of meaning. And when we give of ourselves to the land and we give ourselves to of the universe, we are one. We are one when we say mitake ase. It is a way of life. It is a greeting. It is understanding. It is a meaning. And when all things are in a circle of life, so is the circle of life of all of us made in the same way of humanity. For among the Lakota, we say that hechetilo, this is the way it is done. We mean that by that. When we are together as people, there is no color, but there is the color of one nation that is red, and that is who we are, the Sundance world. So I want to thank all of you today. O mitake ase.
Those are prepared statements, and we would like to open up this forum for...
I'm Louise Yellowman. Yat ekdo notre con. I'd just like to introduce myself. I'm Louise Yellowman. And I represent the Kokinina County as District 5. At this point, I came as American Indians as being a representative of just these are my people, the people that I live with. These are the people that I associate mostly every day. So I'm here on behalf of their sadness of what happened. I guess the county has not really taken a position or anything. I just took the liberty upon myself to come and listen to what has happened. And to some of my very best friends, my relatives that are involved. And I work closely with Louise Benally and Joan Benally and the family and Berta Black and other people. I have worked with them on a lot of these issues that the issues that confront them, what's happening in this day and age. And I'm just very surprised that what happened. I would like to say that, especially American Indians, that we look at each other and we see holy people in each other. We're supposed to be, to see holy people in one another. And if they're a Christian, you're supposed to see God in another, in those people who are Christian. And you're supposed to see God in that person. And today, it is a sad day to come together for this kind of event. I think this is really a natural law that's at stake. A natural law versus repealing of natural law. A basic human natural law is a right to prayer. This natural law cannot be repealed. If we decided to get together and vote against the natural law, our vote wouldn't make a difference. Even if we weren't satisfied with this vote, we would have to destroy all the basic rights to freedom of religion in the United States. First of all, First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution establishes the freedom of religions and provides the free exercise of prayer would have to be done away with. Next, enforcement people would have to go to every hogan, every kiva, every teepee, and every church to stamp out prayers among individuals, to eliminate native prayer would be impossible task. Prayer is a fundamental to indigenous people. Prayer is an integrated part of this natural law. This fundamental right has shown us to be true. The right to prayer has described who we really are as to oppose why we pray. What do I mean by the natural law? Natural laws are those basic patterns in nature set in motion by the Creator. Along with these natural laws, instruction was given on how to maintain balance with the nature. Prayer is one way to recognize the importance of the natural law in our daily lives. Prayer also maintains our cultural and our belief system. Whether we agree with them or not, these natural laws really govern our lives and operates independently from man-made laws. By recognizing these fundamental rights, we can live safely and harmoniously. If we ignore or fight the freedom of religions and free exercise of our prayer guarantees, we will fail and only invite disaster. In conclusion, I think we should be alert on how the local, state, and federal resources uphold or oppose First Amendment religious freedoms for the Native American or American Indians. Thank you.
Louise Benelli.
We are people that live off the land. We are people that occupy those land and use those lands long before 1974. So that's where we're coming from. And our mountains are still in the four directions. Our songs are still the same as they were 2,000 years ago. They haven't changed. That's our sovereignty. That's how we view our sovereignty. Before 1974, this was known as the 1882 Executive Order. The 1882 Executive Order was initiated by President Arthur based on where the mineral deposits were. And so by 1974, it was then awarded to the Hopi tribe, and then it was divided, one side being Navajo, the other side being Hopi. And we are some of the people that got drawn on the Hopi side. However, we have homestead rights in these communities that kept us there all these years, and we remain to continue to live there by these rights. These are our birthright places, regardless of politics, regardless of monies being swindled back and forth. And for us, our understanding is like how Jones said, we are a part of the earth. We can never own the earth. So that's where I think understanding needs to happen. We are a part of the earth. We are thankful for our lives. We pray that these people will one day begin to understand what life is. Maybe if it's not them, maybe their grandchildren will walk that life in a good way without politics causing desecration to a sacred site.
Alan Jim.
That Sundance was brought down for the land and for the people. It is a ceremony to heal the land, to once again bring unity and harmony to the land and to the people and all that lived there. We have, even in the past, asked and invited the Hopi people to come and pray with us. This year, we even offered the pipe and given it away to the vice chairman of the Hopi tribe. In the past, we've had Grandpa Thomas Bianca come. And one of the things he said at our Sundance there at the anime camp, and he was a full supporter of our ceremonies there. He said, for many generations, the Navajo people have learned things about this land here that the Hopi people don't know yet. Maybe they've forgotten. And there are some things about the land the Hopi people know and understand that the Navajo people don't quite know. And so when two things work together as one, all benefit. So we must keep the people, the Navajo people on the land. This is what Thomas said. And every year he came, he supported us. One of the prophecies that he said was that the fourth world is coming to an end. In fact, it's now ended. For some of you who are of my generation, you remember growing up before computers, cell phones, remote controls for your color TV, Remember those days? We were of the fourth world. Our children, this little one here, only knows of this world of computers, microchips. That's the fifth world. And according to the Hopi people, they said the fifth world is going to be the world of the glittering tree. If you look at the Sundance tree, the cottonwood tree, in the daytime, and the leaves move with the wind, you see it glitter. And it was even prophesied by these Hopi people, these elders, these spiritual men. They said when this prophecy unfolds, the Hopi people at first are going to deny and reject this and eventually come to terms that this is a prophecy unfolding. This ceremony is a four-day ceremony, 4 days of fasting. And I mean strict fasting, no food, no water. And in these 4 days, and even in the Bible it says, blessed are those who fast. In those 4 days, those women, those men that are out there dancing, are praying. There's a saying that says Moses would have made one heck of a good ending. Because he went up on that hill and fasted for 40 days when he came down with those tablets. The Indian people are still fulfilling some of the things that are going on in the Old Testament, such as fasting. We invited the Hopi people many times to come and pray with us. A couple years back, they sent some representatives. We honored them. We gave them pipe and prayed with them, smoked with them. A non-violent group of people. When you come to the Sundance, one of the things on that sign says, no weapons. And yet, armed men came and took away my grandma's, my sister. This is a gross violation of spiritual belief. If you look at your American history, the original indigenous people of this land were the last ones to gain their rights to practice their way of life. We were the last ones to be recognized as citizens. And now the government is trying to divide the Red Brother, the Red Nation, to do its dirty deed, all for money. But I'm going to ask you, brothers and sisters out there at Turtle Island, that we not become violent among ourselves. I'm asking you to pray for what has happened to the tree and for the people who knocked down that tree. We have to understand that even among our own people, there are traditionalists who still hold the old ways and others who are lost, like my sister said, who only see the glitter of that money. So I also challenge the Hopi people to look at their government and do something about that leader. I also challenge them to put away those borders and let's celebrate again under the tree. As the ceremony says, dancing in balance in the circle of life while looking at the sun. So I invite the Hopi people again to come back. And let's celebrate life again. Let us not turn and have our eyesight fall short of what is important of life, which is each other. Matakuyasi.
Mr. Watchman, could you respond to the questions about resolutions from an international perspective?
Yate. My name is Key Watchman. And I just wanted to say good evening to all my relatives, my relations. The question that was being forwarded to me is about relating to the internationals. The resolutions. Let me go back about 3 years ago. See, we've been dealing with the international bodies. Some of us, we used to go back and forth to the United Nations to bring in our issues about the situations in Big Mountain and some other area, and which is so-called HPLs. The family of what was affected from the relocation and others. And we used to submit some of our documents to these international bodies. And we also have requests for the investigating under the international body from the United Nations to come to Big Mountain. There's one of the mans that came about 3 years ago. His name's Mr. Amore. He's a religious intolerance from the United Nations. To sit down with the families, both of these traditional Diné peoples and the Hopis. And they have given a lot of information, and they have understand what the situations are occurred on the among these peoples. So what happens, he have studied some of these that he have made, and then he have reported all the information back to the Human Rights Commissions. And just recently, there was the United Nations General Assembly has decided to pass resolutions to protection of the sacred sites on the indigenous lands, which is means that including the sacred sites of Big Mountains and the Sundance and some other the sacred sites in the lands of the indigenous peoples. So these are the resolution that was being passed by General Assembly. And so I don't know why the Hopi tribal governments and the Bureau of Indian Affairs and the United States government still have not understandings about these, the protection of the sacred sites. And they have no respect to human rights, the religious rights, and fundamental freedoms on the indigenous peoples, of the Diné peoples. So what they do is they continue to violation of these international laws that relating to the religious and some others, the rights of the indigenous peoples. My concern is about what happened to the Sundance. I noticed these are the elderly. Since when I was a kid, I remember their grandfathers, the grandmother, they used to live close by. Especially in summer times, they used to live close together, and they have shared a lot of things together, the ceremonials. And this has been going on for many years. And there is a lot of these important sites, especially that's related to the religious issues that's on Big Mountain area. And they will say, this is the altar, the Big Mountains that we live, we have to respect. So this is how the Diné peoples, they had respect. And that times, they had pretty much respecting with these, some of the Hopi elderly too. They have shared their ceremonial to one another's, to support. So this is what happened in the past when I was a kid. That's how I know it, the way I see. So in these Sundance, to me, it is not only for, like, only for the Lakota. The way I look at the way every instruments that they use in the Sundance, tobaccos, the feathers, and a lot of things, that's more as just like a mix with the religions. And even some other tribes, what the Hopi tribal governments and the BIA, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and the U.S. government had done to these destruction, these the sacred sites. I believe this is effect to all these different Native American people, and even some of these indigenous people throughout in different countries who are coming up to this Sundance to pray for the lands to heal it. To pray for their peoples, their own peoples, even to pray for different other nationalities. So this is what it was the Sundance grounds is kind of a backbone for the indigenous peoples who are still continuing to carry on their traditional ways of life and their religions to pray and dance and sing. How did these the Hopi tribal governments have disrespecting these the ceremonial? So they need to have the answers to all these different nationalities who are carrying these sun dance, the pipes, the tobaccos, the song, and the drums, and the way they use to the pray in the sun dance. So that's what I have reported. Deepam continues to do more investigating on the lands up here to visit the peoples up there on Big Mountain and some other area. I think this time they are talking about the special repertoire for the indigenous peoples from Mexico.
And I'd like to invite Mr. Jones Benali for a closing remark.
The earth is our mother. Also, we don't want to be destroyed. And that's most important. They should be respected because our own people, our own brothers and sisters, we've been splitting away. And that's what the problem is. They use the government body, and then they can do anything. And we don't want that. We want the kids of peace, where we live, where our pray, we care the ceremony, we teach one another to care our culture, we respect who we are. We can't change. No matter we how much educated, we're not going to change. So there's my mother. He's sitting way inside the JAA. She don't know what to do because she believed she was born there. She's still there. She's my mean. Thank you.
That would conclude the press conference, and I wanted to announce that we have CD-ROMs with photos of the Sundance grounds after the destruction in the back at the registration table for you. Thank you.
This program has been brought to you by Cardinal News Service, covering indigenous, environmental, and human rights issues. This is Leanne LaBarre signing off.